Christians are accused of offering Jesus Christ and the Bible as solutions to every problem. The redeemed do not shrink from their ridicule. The bold fact of the matter is that it's true. Jesus Christ is the answer to all of our problems, no matter the problem. Jesus Christ is God's singularity. By God's design, everything from molecules to man and beyond revolves around his only begotten. Colossians 1:12-20. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. In Jesus Christ, all fullness dwells, and this pleases the Father. I am so grateful that God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son for our salvation, and he gave us the power to become the sons and daughters of God. I am so grateful that Jesus Christ loved his Father all the way to the cross, and through his sacrifice and love for us, he made his Father our Father too. I am so grateful that God has exalted his word above all his name. And Revelation 19:13 says of his only begotten, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word is alive, and he made all the promises of the beautiful book ours. I'm so grateful to have inherited a glorious life filled with wonder, even the ministry of reconciliation. I'm so grateful Jesus Christ baptized me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is such a big, big deal. If you have yet to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost as they did on the day of Pentecost, please visit the Holy Ghost series and you can receive it online. I'm so grateful that the marvelous counsel of the living, beautiful book swallows the deathbed with one Holy Ghost gulp. Yes, to the blood-bought, the deathbed is the literal doorway to eternal life. You could say the born again are eternally grateful. Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again as Jesus directs in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In just a few moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt. And if you follow from your heart, everything changes for you today. Today, all of your sin and shame will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. Your record will be expunged. Today, all of Satan's bondages in your life will be broken, the bigger the better. Your chains will be broken. Today, you will be born again, this time of the Spirit of God. Today, you will join the ranks of the eternally grateful. Here is the prompt I promised. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 7:1-3, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. God said, Genesis 8:20, "And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar." God said, Genesis 9:18 and 19, "And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread." Man said, "Can you believe that the wisdom of the whole world is right at my fingertips? If I want to know anything, I just ask my phone and all the wisdom of the world's great universities is mine. When I asked how I got here, it told me there was a big bang out of nothing and suddenly here I am. Wow, that's cool, right? My phone tells me I'm just the highest level of animal. I have no overarching purpose but to eat and copulate. And when I finally die, I will become nothing again. So cool. All I have to do is ask my phone." Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1251, that will once again certify through credible third-party sources the incredible, supernatural, and inerrant authorship of God's Holy Bible. All of these word-centric features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as ammunition in the battle for the lost sons and daughters of Adam. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. You have arrived at the God Said, Man Said Genesis series. This is part 31. Each of these features begins with the following information from the first feature. According to a 2006 issue of Discover magazine concerning the deceased Carl Sagan, Sagan approaches religion like any phenomenon. He isn't on a quest for life's meaning, for a comforting philosophy, or even a guide to how we should treat the neighbors. Sagan seeks truth of demonstrable kind. As a puckish example, he wonders why the book of Genesis didn't include God-inspired truths. End of quote. I recently reviewed an advertisement from a magazine called Free Inquiry that also has a problem with the God of creation and the first book of the Bible called Genesis. Under the heading, "Is God Big Enough for the Universe?" Free Inquiry writes, "The authors of Genesis proclaim that God made the heavens and earth in less than a week. This feat must have amazed these Bronze Age authors, even though they thought the heavens extended only so far as the sky above them. Of course, they did not know what stars, planets, or galaxies were. We now know that the universe is so much bigger and so much more complex," end of quote. The born again scratched their heads in bewilderment. Did these folks actually read the book of Genesis? I suppose they did, but God's revelation is only revealed to the humbled hearts of the children of faith. This God Said, Man Said series will be called the Genesis series. It is our intention to travel through the entire book of Genesis and publish one major God-inspired truth after another. We will be pulling from previous God Said, Man Said features and adding the latest information as we go. The subjects we are discussing overlap considerably, and some needed redundancy is required. Remember, it will not be wasted time. The beginning of mankind finds its root in the Garden of Eden with the first God-created couple, Adam and Eve. Until recently, evolution's position was that there was no original couple, that all over the globe humanity was evolving. Certainly, evolutionists insisted there were no common parents for the world's entire population. Certainly not. Unfortunately for the unbelievers, microbiology said, "Not so fast." It is now a known fact that the entire population of humans alive on this earth traced their ancestry to just one common father, known as Y chromosome Adam, and one common mother, known as mtDNA Eve, just exactly as Genesis says. The red-faced leaders of the blind were forced to update their unbelief. The next major global event reported in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, is the global flood in the days of Noah that destroyed all creatures living on land that had the breath of life in their nostrils, with the exception of those aboard Noah's Ark. And the God Said, Man Said Genesis series, proof has been stacked upon proof that the global flood occurred just as Genesis records. Upon this literal mountain of evidence, the world's academics must make their stand, because if Noah is true, their God, evolution, is dead, never to rise again. They will surely die upon this hill along with their God. The primary focus of last week's feature was, from whence did the earth get repopulated after the flood? Did humanity come out of Africa, as today's educators assert? Or was, did they come down from the mountains of Ararat to Shinar and Babel, which is modern-day Iraq, as Genesis declares? The latest research cast its vote for Genesis. This feature will focus on genetic proofs for the Genesis declaration, in particular on Noah's three sons and their wives, as well as goats, sheep, and dogs. Was a measurable record left to support God's account in Genesis? The answer is, of course. The following excerpt is from archaeologist David Rawls' book Legend, The Genesis of Civilization. He writes, "These nations descended from the three sons of Noah. They are listed in genealogical order. They include numerous small tribal groupings, but also the most renowned peoples of ancient times, Israelites, Elamites, Assyrians, and Aramaeans, through Noah's eldest son, Shem, Egyptians, Cushites, Libyans, Phoenicians, Philistines, Amorites, and Babylonians, through Noah's second son, Ham, and Medes, Persians, Greeks, Cypriots, and all the peoples who dwell in the islands of the eastern Mediterranean, through Noah's youngest son, Japheth." End of quote. The new post-flood world was populated by the three sons of Noah and their wives, and the record certifies God's account in Genesis. Yes, God-inspired truths. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, God's Fingerprints, Noah, Giants, and Words. Headline, February 8, 2016. Ancient Patriarchs WordPress.com reads, "Chinese mythology clarified by Mayo legend confirms Noah's flood history." Excerpts follow. And yet another version of the more than 500 global flood stories. The Chinese legend tells how the world was swept by a great flood, and only Fu Qi and his sister Nuwa survived. They then retired to Kunlun Mountain, where they prayed for a sign from the Emperor of Heaven, God, or as he is called in Chinese, Shangdi. Like the Chinese, the Mayo are yet another ancient nation that remembered some of their earliest patriarchs. Not just that, but they process surprisingly accurate recollections of the creation, the flood, and even the Tower of Babel and its confusion of languages. Many of the finer details of their accounts coincide almost identically with the biblical record in Moses. Book of Genesis, it's accurate, you see. They were found to already possess this knowledge in the form of ancient couplets when they encountered Western missionaries for the first time. According to the Mayo, "We all descended from the first man, whose Mayo name translated in English means dirt or earth, which is identical to the meaning of the name Adam, the first man in the Bible. One of Adam's sons is called Seth, while Dirt's son was called Sethe. The grand and great-grandchildren of Seth are called Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah in Genesis. In Mayo records, they are named Lusu, Gelu, Lama, and Nua, virtually identical names. And Nua was married to a lady called Gabolion." But that's not all. Noah, who survived the ark worldwide, the great worldwide flood, he had three sons called Ham, Shem, and Japheth. In the Mayo record, Luhu also had three sons called Lohan, Loshen, and Yefu. Again, virtually identical, with Lo meaning something like Leo in Chinese, meaning old or venerable one, like Leo Zi, for example, the famous father of Taoism. Even the children and grandchildren of Noah's three sons are amazingly similar. According to Genesis, Ham had Cush and Mizraim, Shem had Elam and Asher, while Japheth had Gomer. According to the Mayo record, Lohan had Cusa and Mesa, Loshen had Elon and Gashar, whereas Yafu had Goman, from whom this particular Mao tribe claims to have descended. Again, evidence has come to light that Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth were real historical people who built a real historical boat and survived a real genuine global flood, no matter what skeptic individuals are saying against it in the name of science, falsely so-called, end quote. When unbelief is cast off, God's fingerprints are found everywhere, end of quote. Genesis 9, 18 and 19, and the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Is God's word true and righteous altogether, even regarding Shem, Ham, and Japheth? The following passages are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Genesis. Cooper found them all, part two. The following excerpts are from the May 2008 feature from Acts and Facts called Mitochondrial DNA and a Recent Human Origin. A team of scientists that includes Dr. Daniel Criswell of ICR has recently completed a study of mitochondrial DNA and will be presenting its work at this summer's International Conference on Creationism. A mitochondrion is a cellular power plant that generates most of the chemical energy the cell needs to support its functions. Although most of a cell's DNA is contained from the nucleus, the mitochondrion has its own small DNA molecule, and this DNA is passed down from mother to child. The study has revealed an unexpected lack of diversity within worldwide human mitochondrial lineages, despite high mutation rates, and this supports the idea that humanity is only a few thousand years old. Mitochondrial DNA has been used to develop several models of human origins. The recent African Origins Hypothesis, RAO, is currently the most popular model for human evolution. Although the ROA model has a number of significant technical problems and makes some assumptions that conflict with a biblical perspective, it contains several interesting tenets. One, there was a single dispersal of mankind with three main mitochondrial lineages interspersed within clans. Two, the dispersion was centered in the Middle East in the recent past. Three, the dispersion was essentially tribal in nature, with small groups pushing deeply into previously uninhabited territory, end of quote. Science writer Brian Thomas writes under the heading, Does Modern Genetics Confirm a Historical Adam? In the April 2016 issue of Acts and Facts, you'll find the following. Geneticists have found evidence for Eve in mitochondrial DNA. We inherit this kind of genetic code from our mothers, and it accumulates mutations like nuclear DNA does. Every person tested so far has one of three fundamental lineages or versions of mtDNA, M, N, or R. The wives of Noah's three sons explain this intriguing detail of modern human genetics. Genesis 10:32 says, These were the families of the sons of Noah according to their generations in their nations, and from these the nations were divided on the earth after the flood. Geneticists worked out the equivalent of Eve's mtDNA sequence by subtracting all the mutations that have occurred since its creation, end of quote. Three fundamental lineages populate the post-flood world. Genesis calls them Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Mummies and the Sons of Ham. They confirm the lineage of Noah's middle son. The headline from Breaking Israel News, June 22, 2017, reads, Mummy DNA may prove ancient Egyptians descended from son of Noah exactly as the Bible describes. The subject line of that feature says, DNA study of mummies indicates ancient Egyptians descended from biblical Ham. A few paragraphs follow. In a scientific first, DNA taken from Egyptian mummies has been decoded, producing unexpected results about the true origins of the Egyptian people. These results confirm a controversial theory that traces the first Egyptian dynasty back to biblical Ham, as described where? In the book of Genesis. Scientists have long been baffled by the origins of the Egyptian people. Until now, there was no empirical data to clarify the issue. The study of Egypt's population history could only draw on literary and indirect archaeological references and inferences made from genetic studies of present-day Egyptians. Based on these sources, most researchers believe that ancient Egyptians came from nearby northern Africa. Egyptians today exhibit a significant sub-Saharan genetic influence. This scientific belief long contradicted the biblical account, which designates the forefather of Egypt as being Mizraim, a son of Ham. A recent study of the DNA of mummies, led by Jonas Krauss of the Max Planck Institute for the Science of Human History, has shed some light on the subject, and his findings support the biblical narrative. Previous attempts to study the DNA of mummified remains were inconclusive. The hot climate of Egypt, combined with the embalming process practiced by ancient Egyptians, destroyed most DNA. For this study, researchers sampled 151 mummies from Asr el Malik, about 60 miles south of Cairo. Their samples span 1,300 years of ancient Egyptian history, from about 1388 BC to 426 CE. The researchers were able to collect 90 samples of mitochondrial DNA and 3 samples of genomes, the total of an organism's DNA. The surprising results showed that ancient Egyptians were more closely related to populations from the Near East and Southwest Asia and not from northern Africa, as previously thought, end of quote. Nearly 4,400 years ago, the New World began to populate, and the science of genetics continues to say yes. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, No Escape from 6,000 Years. The headline in the November 25, 2017 issue of Science News reads, Big Moves! Excerpts follow. Consider how they always end up here. Nomadic herders living on Western Asia's hilly grasslands made a couple of big moves east and west around 5,000 years ago. These were not typical back-and-forth treks from one seasonal grazing spot to another. These people blazed new trails. The entire earth is populated by the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth is the father of all the Indo-European people. Science News documents the path of their travels from Western Europe to China. These journeys, by people now known as the Yamnaya, transform human genes and cultures across a huge swath of Europe and Asia. Yamnaya people left their mark from Ireland to China's western border across roughly 4,000 kilometers, or 2,585 and a half miles. Two pioneering studies of ancient DNA published in Nature in 2015 unveiled the Yamnaya people's big moves. Getting those results was a pivotal moment for researchers who studied the Eurasian Bronze Age, which stretched from around 5,000 to 3,000 years ago. These two millennia witnessed the rise of metalworking, writing systems, and other signature features of urban civilizations. The ancient historian Josephus reported that Seth, the son of Adam, left a written record. There is no biblical reason to believe that Adam couldn't write, for he was made in the image and likeness of God, surely a genius. But at the Tower of Babel, people whose languages were confounded and then scattered would have found it necessary to create new math and writing systems. And Science News now continues. Granting special status to ancient pastoralists as civilization builders is not a new idea. In the 1950s and 1960s, prominent archaeologists argued that horse-riding pastoralists launched a series of migrations out of their homeland, the Pontic-Caspian steppe region north of the Black Sea, from roughly 6,000 to 3,000 years ago. Those archaeologists say these pastoralists, as fierce nomadic warriors who spread the lifestyle, beliefs, and language of what is known in Kurgan culture to farmers and foragers in Europe and parts of Asia. Kurgan groups, which included the Yamnaya, were known for burying their people in graves covered by dirt mounds. These groups had no writing systems but spoke an early version of modern Indo-European languages, and some archaeologists have argued. Indo-European tongues today include English, Spanish, Russian, and Bengali, among more than 400 others. Eske Willerslevs, an evolutionary geneticist and the University of Copenhagen, and David Reich's Harvard Medical School geneticist, Ancient DNA Investigations, conducted independently in collaboration with different sets of archaeologists, reached the same conclusion. Yamnaya people reshaped Central and Northern Europeans' DNA within a couple of hundred years after starting the journey west as early as 5,500 years ago. That came as a surprise to both research groups. The smoking gun, DNA extracted from a total of 195 skeletons of Bronze Age Northern and Central Europeans in the two studies, showed that those who lived between 4,900 and 44 years ago possessed a remarkably large amount of Yamnaya DNA. Yamnaya people contributed about 75% of the ancestry of those farmers, the scientists concluded, end of quotes. Keep in mind there were seven pair of clean animals, such as goats and sheep, and one pair of unclean animals, such as dogs and cats, selected to escape the world-devastating flood. The following information is from the God Said, Man Said feature, the 6,000s, Part 1. According to Usher, 4,370 years ago, Noah was directed by God to enter the ark. God then destroyed the world as we know it, and his creation began anew. All of today's ecology, animal life, mankind, and man's civilizations past and present hail from where Noah and his ark landed on the mountains of Ararat. The headline at searchforthetruth.net reads, Goat/sheep match biblical record. The following paragraphs are from the feature. Tracing the DNA lineage of all humans back to an original source has revealed that all humans originally came from a single woman and a single man. This is no surprise to Christians who were told this thousands of years ago in the first chapters of the Bible. It has just taken modern science 6,000 years to catch up with what God told us in the Bible. But we have also traced the lineage of other creatures. For instance, DNA testing has now revealed that all living goats are descended from five original female goats, and all living sheep are descended from three or four original females. But why multiple original pairs and not from one original goat or sheep pair? Once again, the Bible has the answer. Noah was told to take seven pairs of each type of clean animal on board the ark in order to have animals for sacrifice after the flood receded. These animals may also have been needed to provide food and clothing as the earth was repopulated with plants and animals. Thus, in the case of sheep and goats, we would not expect all modern breeds to be traced back to only one pair, but something less than seven pairs. Apparently, Noah sacrificed or ate two pairs of goats and two or three pairs of sheep. All the sheep and goats in the world today descended from the remaining animals. The test results exactly match what would be expected if the Bible and the worldwide flood were to be understood as literal historical reality. The Bible is the only truly accurate source of truth for such ancient historical knowledge. End of quote. They always end up here. One more from the God Said, Man Said feature, No Escape from 6,000 Years. No matter where they search, they always end up here. Consider this excerpt from the July 13, 2013 issue of Science News, Extinct Wolf May Have Begat Dogs. Researchers have long assumed that dogs branched off from a still living wolf species. Geneticists have combed the world looking for wolf populations that most closely resemble dogs genetically and concluded that dogs originated in the Middle East or Southeast Asia, end of quote. As you should suspect, the dog population today came from one male and one female on Noah's Ark, which landed on the mountains of Ararat, which are located in Turkey, a Eurasian country that bridges southeastern Europe and the south and southwestern Asia, end of quote. The skeptics looking for God-inspired truths in Genesis need to look again. And be of good cheer, child of God. Your faith will not be disappointed. God's word is true and righteous altogether. God said, Genesis 7:1-3, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and his female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth." God said, Genesis 8:20, "And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar." God said, Genesis 9:18-19, "And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, and Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread." Man said, "Can you believe that the wisdom of the whole world is right at my fingertips? If I want to know anything, I just ask my phone, and all the wisdom of the world's great universities are mine. When I asked how I got here, it told me that there was a big bang out of nothing, and suddenly here I am." Wow, that's cool, right? My phone tells me I'm just the highest level of animal. I have no overarching purpose but to eat and copulate, and when I finally die, I will become nothing again. So cool. All I have to do is ask my phone. Now you have the record.